DRP and inventory ordering policies. DRP can be designed to work with various inventory ordering policies. These will be discussed elsewhere in more detail, but here is an overview of how DRP handles various ordering methods. Lot for lot, discrete. DRP orders exactly the quantity that is needed for each period, but if set up poorly, this could result in multiple orders in the same day or period if there are multiple requirements during that period. A variant is to do lot for lot only above a minimum quantity requirement. For example, if the minimum quantity is 50 and there is no lot size, an order is for 50 if the requirement is any amount less than 50, but could be 51 if that is the specific requirement. Yet another variant would require increasing the order only in full lot size quantities, for example, 50, 100, 150, after the minimum is met. Fixed period requirements. The DRP system looks at requirements for a given number of periods all at once, and net requirements are for the entire block of time. A planned order receipt would be for the start of this period. Min-max. Orders must be greater than the minimum but less than the maximum specified by the order policy. If demand exceeds this maximum, one order will be placed for the maximum amount and a second order will be placed for the remainder, but this order will be for at least the specified minimum order. Economic order quantity, EOQ, and similar techniques. Inventory might be ordered in quantities that minimize the total cost of transportation plus inventory holding costs. This becomes the order lot size in the DRP system for that product.